Bichlal in the Parashas by Yaakov Kudei, which Lechura on the face of it seemed to be a repeat just of the first Parashas. The general understanding of it is, I mean, the truth of the Mikra is that the first Prokhi, the Truma Tetzaveh, are the Tzivah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do it, and by Yaakov Kudei is the Asiyah. The reason why the Torah couldn't just say Bechein Asu is, I mean, Rabbi Ruchem has the insight that the Torah itself is not just information, it's telling me things that are Metzius of Ruchnius. And in the Mishkan, both the Tzivui and the Asiyah were both in Yonim that had in themselves their own Chshivas. So even though you could have gotten the information by repeating it, but each one is a Torah. L'mashal, just to give a mashal of, we spoke about this once before, and it's Rashi says B'tzel Kale, the difference between the Tzivui and the Binyan as far as how to, the Asiyah was different than the Tzivui because of the nature of the Asiyah and Tzivui. So there are some differences which are pushed in the way it's repeated. And there are also bits and pieces of differences that should be slight differences, but by and large, the Etzem fact that one's an Asiyah and one is a Tzivu, you have of what it should be Betzem and how it should be done, that itself is the reason for the Shini. I want to Shtalzach on one specific Nekuda, which is Taka just in the Asiyah of it. In the difference between, when you have the Kalim themselves, you can't, it doesn't tell you the relationship of the Kalim one to the other. When you have it given in how to make it, then you have you do have a shinu. It says the menorah was, it says like this in the pasuk, "Vayitras ashulchan boil mayit ayach hamishkan tzufayna." First you put in the aron, then you put in the shulchan, and then it says "Vayarach lof erech lechem pnei Hashem." Then it says the next parasha is Vayosem Sam Neir Boil Moed Neichach Hashulchan Ayach Hamishkan Negva. So the Shulchan was on the Tzafin side, and the Menorah was on the Dorim side. That's what Gemara says, that Tzafin is Ashirus and Dorim is Chochma, and the Mizbeach Hazav was somewhere in the middle of Mizbeach Hazav. But what you do have over here is there's a special halacha that the place for the shulchan, for the menorah, has to be neichach hashulchan, has to be opposite the shulchan, parallel to the shulchan, opposite. And the Rambam, when he brings it, when he says the place for each one, he says basically also that it was in the same place as the shulchan, except one was on this side, one was on that side. So you see that in the asiyas hamenorah and the asiyas hashulchan, there was a zelu masekilu of the shulchan versus the menorah. And that's something Kudai wanted to try to understand a little bit about the teichin of shulchan and menorah. It says when they, by the menorah, it says veheir al eiver paneha. So I think Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac covered Goyen's Talmud, it's not clear from his words, but in the parashas in Truma, when it says about how to make it, so it says that the first it says the shulchan in the asiyah, and then it says that the menorah you made, and when you lit the menorah, it says the question here is vasisas and says shim vehelas and says veheir al eva paneha. It should light up opposite it, across it, or whatever it is. It's not clear. The Pashtub Shat means on the other six Nairs. The middle Nair was Meir on the other six Nairs. That's the Pashtub Shat. I think the Goyen, this Talmud, the Rebbe Tzvi Chovetz, implies that it's going back on the Shulchan as well. In other words, there was a Ha'ara from one on the other. He says some Lashon, it's very hard for me to chat exactly what it is. This setup over here of three elements that were in the Beis Hamik, in the Mishkan, you had the Aron, and then you had the Shulchan and Menorah and Mizbech HaKetores. Mizbech HaKetores seems to be mechutz these inyanim, because Mizbech HaKetores is listed all at the end after the Asiyas Big Day Kuruna. You find repeated the same inyan in two other places. These two other places I remember. It says by the Ishas HaShunamis. It says the Shunamis is Isha Gdoila, and she saw Elisha go by, and she said Elisha is Ish Kodesh. So she said Nasala Eliyah Ketana, and will make him a mita, a kisei, a shulchan, and a ner. On later, I don't remember. That you'll have three items. You'll have the kisei and the shulchan and the ner. The Rishonim over here say that the Oren is like a kisei. I guess mitas not shayach kapim mile, even though it does say chada mitas for the Kodesh Kodashim, but it's a kisei and mita is one inyan. In other words, it's a mokrim for something to be. That's the etzim mokrim. A person that sits on a chair or lies in a bed, that's his mokrim. The two furnishings that the person needs is a shulchan and a ner. And those are ki'ilu two yadayim of a person, two inyanim of a person that a person has to work with. And that's one place. It also says that the Rebbeinu HaKadosh asked that they prepare for him after he dies, they should have a mita and a ner. The ner should be doilek for Shal Shabbos, you have a shulchan. Also, those three inyanim, there's a makram, like a mita or a kisei, and there's a shulchan, there's a ner. Those are the inyanim, ki'ilu, basic inyanim. It's true a person needs this and a person needs this, but when you're talking in the Mishkan, you're talking about some mitas, you're talking about things that are ki'ilu, the etzim mitzias itself of. Those are two inyanim that ki'ilu, everything boils down to those two inyanim. And you can't reduce it to further. It's not the pshat you can ki'ilu make one out of it. These are two inyanim that are different, and each one has its own makom, and they can't be reduced to one more thing. Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chava has he shows it to a pasuk. And he says, there are two halakim of the Bria that you can't reduce it to more than that. Eldyonim v'tachtoinim. Shemayim v'aretz. Shenivru b'shtei yadayim. That Shemayim v'aretz were created with two different hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. K'may shekosov, like it says, af yodi yosta aretz. My hand, meaning the weaker hand, always yad is the weaker hand. Yosta aretz. Put the earth into place. V'imini tipcha shemayim. My right hand put shemayim into place. Koira ni'aleim yamdu yachad. And I declare that they both shall stand together. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ma'isi yadayim, just like the yadayim of a person are two yadayim, ma'isi yadayim have to be two. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol is one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echad. But when you're talking about pu'ulas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the minimum is two. And that's why there is two yadayim, because pu'ula, the world of pu'ula, requires two yadayim, a yamini that's tipcha shemayim, and a yari that yasid aretz. Those are the two, the minimum of it. And b'meila, he says, yad smol, and he goes on to it, that the world was created with breishes, the word beis, because you need two yadayim, yad smol, yad yamin. And b'meili he says this is keneged, the avodah is keneged this, and he's ma'arech a little bit in pratim. But that's the makom I would like to shtal zechon. So he says that there's two in the world of asiyah of a person there are two mahalchim, and one is keneged yimin, one is keneged smoil. It's the same as keneged shemayim, keneged oretz, and the Beis Hamikdash is where both come together. But Koyal ni Yishem Yavni Yachta. And that's the same way you have more Ksubis. More in Ksubis says, Golo Maisa Tzadikim, more than Maisa Shemayim Baretz. And Shemayim Baretz says, Afyari Yishta Eretz. And here it says, Koyinu Yodecha. But some English is a mockery where there's a Bri of Shnei Yodai. It's koinu yodecha. The gdolei ma'asechti can have shtei yadayim in it. And I want to be mazbir a little bit. In tzorchei haguf of a person, the tzorech of a person machmas that is a bal guf is achila. That's something that a person has to have, and therefore the shulchan of a person is his basic tzorech in this world. The ear is something that we don't notice, we don't consider, but oichel is the thing that he takes in from this world, and the person makes it into something more refined than it is. The person's, I mean, even physically, the person's stomach, the person chews up the food and his stomach takes out what's good for him, the psalms gets thrown out. So a person takes from something that's lower than him, he needs it, he zokuk it, he refines it, and his maila, what's choshev, what's good about it, he takes out what's good, and in the fire, the psalms throws it out. That is one element. The Gemara says that somebody who eats in the dark is not seveya, and a person who's iver doesn't become nisba. And therefore, a person should eat when he's dark to save on food and so on. If he eats while it's dark, he's going to eat more. The pshat is that seva is a tchuna of the nefesh. A nefesh like nisba. Being full, the Gemara says in Yuma, the Gemara speaks about Yisuva Daita. There's a certain Alavavcha, a person's Roya Veste Lavavis, and there's one Levav. There is a second Chelik in a person that's called Yishuv Adas. And Yishuv Adas in Seva, it goes here with Seva. And that is not Shayach to eating. Physically becoming full and having sviya is two separate inyanim. They overlap somewhat, but it's not the same. It's not from the same makom. So a person needs another type of input that doesn't belong to the world of achila, and yet somewhere along the line it coincides on the plane of seva. That is oyer. Those inyanim. What mazin is to the guf, oyer is to the nefesh. In other words, oyer is always the hechatzimtza of being tight to something. If I see something around me, then I know it's there. Ri'iya is always a b'china of a tfisa sichlis. We've spoken about a lot of times that ri'iya is always where a person understands something beyond him. A person can see as far as he has oyer. It says by the Uber that there's a ner dolek al roishay and his roya misayf oyla matsayf oyla. Because the ner that's dolek on his roishay when he's be mei imoy, and Chazal say it, oichol me mashi imoy, oichol seise mashi imoy seise, the ner dolek al roishay, roya by seif oyla matsayf oyla. It doesn't require much of my imagination to hear there's a shulchan that's there. There's Oichel and Shoyse Mashimoy, and the Ner Dolek Kal Roish, and he has a Menorah. Those are the two hands that he has. The two Yodayim that he has over there are the Ner, and he has the Shulchan. The Shulchan is Oichel Mimashimoy, Oichel Shoyse Mashimoy, and the Ner is the Pshat also. He has the Ha'ara that's beyond human Ha'ara, and the Merely can see, it's a type of Ara that he can see Misefer L'Mafsefer Oilo. That's the type of Ara it is. That which a person. Krishma in the morning it's Atche Yakir Bein either Chelos Alovon or Chavashen Amakir. The simen for Yoim is the simen of enough oil that the person has Hakara, even though Hakara is better than a human tchuna. It's a tchuna sichlus to the person that a person can be Makir and Mavdil. If he doesn't have das ayin avdol minayin, but bechol zois, if there's oyer there, the medium, the mazin for the das is oyer, and without that, the person doesn't have any mazin. So just like a person has a stomach but he has no food, it's not going to help him. If a person has a mind but he doesn't see anything, he never was exposed to anything, he never saw anything, then the person doesn't understand. Understanding is the oir is to the seichel or to the nefesh what mazin is to the guf. So you have two inyanim over here that a person picks up mazin from. A person picks up mazin from tachtonim, from aretz, and that mazin belongs to the shulchan, and that's why, and that gives him one thing. The second inyan is he needs oyer melamayla, that gives him ki'ilu mazin from elyonim. That's the second effort. And a person without one or the other, just like a person who's hungry, the Gemara says, it says a levavecha, that a person has two levavis before he's eaten. A person is lax in seva if he doesn't eat. The same thing a person who eats, but he doesn't have an ara, he's also restless, because he doesn't see where else it's going to. The person doesn't feel a mazen nafshi. Let's explain a little bit more, understand this aside. A mazen means the person has to have in himself something that gives him a kiyum. It has to fit his metzias. The mazen means that he needs something that will feed his metzias. But in other marishin it says that he was given two jobs, la'avdo l'shamra. So one inyan of a person has to be mekayim the l'shamra, what's there, and that's the mazen is mekayim the nefesh and the guf. That's what the mazen does. So a person is also can be mekayim what he has, and keeping and preserving what he has. There's also la'avdo, a person has to produce further. The person has to go past himself. Kolzman, a person has no oyer. Kolzman, a person is blind. So the person himself is not going anywhere. And b'meila, the law of the part is not taking place. He's eating and he's keeping his group. But if the person is not producing anything, then the person is missing half his fulfillment. So when you say that a person's strongest instincts is the instinct for survival, it's true in a very limited way. For an animal, since the whole metzius of an animal is what it is, so survival is being what it is, fighting off an enemy and eating and keeping its guf the way it is. That is survival. Since a person has in himself both a nefesh and a guf, so survival means be'etzim two things. The chelek haguf survives by feeding it physically, the way we do it. The chelek of the nefesh, since its tachlis is la'avda, and it finds its metzias only when it accomplishes something, a person who has everything he needs physically, but feels non-productive and non-accomplishing, will also not survive, because 50% of his guf. It's like a person would eat without drinking water, would drink water without eating. You're meeting one need, but you're not meeting the other need. The other, since the metzias of the Adam is la'avdo l'shamra, l'shamra alone doesn't produce, give him what he needs. And that's why if the person eats when he's blind, the person needs two things. He needs X amount of kilogram of food, and he needs the pool of achila. He needs a tfisa in the fact that he's eating. And if he has no tfisa, just blind, or he's being fed through a tube, he's lacking that chelek, and b'meili is not mitzvah. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Shemayim v'aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam min elyonim u'min atachtonim, it means that the etzim tzuras Adam has in himself two mitzvahsim, and he's poil on two chalakim, and each chelek is mazing the person to some degree. He gets in a chelek of mezainis that comes from the guf, from tachtonim, and he gets a mazon to the nefesh through elyonim. In other words, in the sense that the person gets uplifted, in the sense that the person's metzias gets, it goes to somewhere past him, that's the mazon for the nefesh. That's shulchan and menorah. Shulchan gives a person his basic needs that he's taking from Eretz, and that fills up what's kayim. And in Eir is where he picks up things that are ke'ilu for the nefesh, things that are that where the person is progressing past where he is. And most any creative activity a person wants to do, a person wants to write something, a person wants to work at something, he needs Eir, he needs to see what he's doing and how he's doing and so on and so forth. In the inyanim of the Mikdash, you find all sorts of different chilukim in there. In the lechem aponim, both of them, both the lechem and the menorah, had a steady nace. The aron had a nace that it wasn't tayfis makom, because the aron's makom. The Aron is the Pchinas Makom. It's like we said, it's like Kaviyochel, Kisei Fakadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochel. And Bemela, Ke'ilu, a person needs a place to be. I need a place to sit down. And that Makom, the nature of that Makom is that it's not Tayfus Makom. That's the quality of that Makom. In the Menorah, the nace was, in the Lechem, the nace was that the bread never got stale. The bread was Niskayim. In the Menorah, the nace was that there was more oil than there was shemen there. And the Ne'er Maravi was always the one that was lit first and it finished last. The difference between that is, and we'll see a little bit by Chava, in the Nyanim of this world, there is no Yesh Me'ayin. The maila is, the ultimate maila is, if there's no kilkul in that which there is. The lechem upon him was lechem. It stayed fresh from Shabbos to Shabbos. And b'meila, that was, its mitzias was that it wasn't a skalkul. But there wasn't more than what you put in. The mnaira, the nekuda of neis was ke'ilu yesh me'ayin dike. Ke'ilu, there was more than you put in physically. And that's part of what the essence is. In since Shulchan is keneged kiyum ha'olam, so therefore the ultimate nes is perfect kiyum. Nothing disintegrates. Nothing rots. In lemoshel, a guf that's kept perfectly, it stays the way it is. It doesn't get better. It doesn't produce more. The for the person who's a perfectly kept guf, stays perfect, doesn't age, doesn't deteriorate, doesn't get diseased. In seichel and in das, a person can go much further than this. A person can go. There's no end to the das that a person has. If a person develops his seichel and his das, we don't find real restrictions, because since it's coming from elyonim be'etzim. And it's only a kli for it. The oir is sachakol a kli and echetimtza. If I have the same light bulb that's shining on what I'm learning, if I'm learning X, I have X. If I'm learning X plus X, I'm have three times that amount. The amount that I can get in from the oir, I don't have to add oir for it. The oir is just echetimtza to be yoinik. And b'meila, in the menorah, the nace was that there was a lot more ha'or than there was shemen. In the lechem, the nace was the perfect kiyum of it, and in the menorah, the nace was the endless bringing in. It says that when they would come, when the oile regel would come, they would show them the shulchan. They would take out the shulchan and show them ruuchi baschem lefnei amokim, that this same bread that you put in last week is still fresh. L'chura, why didn't they show them Neira? The same nace that you had in the Shulchan, you had them Neira, even bigger. I mean, it was a bigger nace. It was kind of Yesh Ma'indika nace. I mean, I don't know if there's any, I mean, halacha-wise, there's any big more clause about Shulchan, if it had a dinner of a Kli Metaltel, and so on. I don't know, there might be a lot of other reasons why I didn't do it with the Neira. Maybe the time wasn't right, because by the time the morning they came, I don't know, it could be other reasons. But mitzad the teichen and yonim, the aliyah hadlakas neiris is miyuchad for Aaron HaKoyen. It's ba'loyzchot shalcha igod l'mishalahem. The aliyah l'regel was for the people that were oisik be'ikr in the chayim mitzias, chayim oilam. The neis for them was ruuchi basam of the amokum, that it wasn't his calcul. That the mitzias, even the physical mitzias, there wasn't shalit any recovering on it. Kaviyochel, if you want to say it a little more in words, the whole mitzias of Klal Yisrael that came l'aliyah regel, the Kohanim Leviim were there. They were in the Mishkan, Beis Hamikdash. Klal Yisrael was lechem that was deposited from regel to regel. It stayed out in the cold, and on the regel they came in and recharged themselves. So ki'ilu, it's the chibasim l'fnei amokim is Klal Yisrael, that you're anshei asada, and your be'etzim belong to the world of tachtonim, and yet you keep the same chiyus, you preserve the same chiyus mishabbos to Shabbos, which was miregel for Eilu Regalim, if you want to say it more in physical words. The menorah was a kpeda made by miksha achas. The shulchan was made prokim, it was made out of prokim, and it could come apart. The same minyan, the shulchan didn't come together. Now the shulchan had 12 lechem, and 12 is ki'ilu the maximum, the amount of lines on a cube is 12, the Maral says. It was the maximum amount of different lines on a cube. The maximum amount of something that's completely physical is 12. You have the lines on all three sides of it, and four lines on all three sides. Ki'ilu, that's the whole hispashtus of the Metzias. It's the physical world. And there was no hechatimts of it coming together. It was in 12 separate places, and that was it. The menorah was a aura that all six came together to one point. Because it's the same inyan why the menorah was miksha achas and the shulchan was not. Because the menorah was, in the ha'ara melamayla, you could bring it together to one point. In the inyanim, in tachtainim, you can join them, but it doesn't become one none. Let's take this inyan and bring it over to another inyan in Chalkei Avodah. The Gemara says that the Mishnah in the end of the first day of Mishnah, that if Oisim mitzvah achas, meitivin loy, marichin yomav, and so on and so forth, that is the inyan of a mitzvah achas. The Gemara says, what kind of mitzvah achas, and so on. That's the whole sugya. Then the Gemara says, like it was mekayim mitzvah. So the Mara says it depends if there was bo avera liyodai and he wasn't nichshon. In other words, it's true only if there's an isoyin. So the diuk was that the Mishnah says you must do a mitzvah achas. If you do a mitzvah achas, then it works, and if not. And the Gemara says that it's enough if you sit and you didn't do it aver anymore. It says if it's bo aver liyodai, you didn't do it. Let's try to understand it b'chlal. In the oilam of two mitzvahs, of mitzvahs lois hasei and mitzvahs esei, they're both coming, these are the shtei yadayim with which a person is doing, for which a person is being mekayim of the l'shama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person with two hands because there are two types of pu'ulas that can take place in this world. One pu'ula is to be machzik, what's kayim, that it should be good. And one pu'ula is to go vaited than where he is. The l'shomra is to watch the garden that nothing gets destroyed that's there. And love is to work it and develop it further. That's the basic asiyas adam, and that's why he's given to your diet. Loisa says, abal kerchach akir. Loisa says are not, it's not the pshat a loisa say is refraining from doing what you're supposed to, from not doing. It's like the marshal. if I tell somebody, you know, I really should pat myself on the back, I didn't run into the street when the car's coming. It's not, there's no pu'ula chiyuvis that we can be metayer, that we could possibly understand in there. It's a mistake. A person, there is a whole avoida of loisaseis. And the avoida is as follows. A person has a chiyuv to be mekayim what's there. Things don't stay the way they are. You need a pu'ula to stay. A person, if a person is born in perfect health and he doesn't eat, then he doesn't stay that way. A person needs to eat. So there's an avoida of taking in of being mekayim himself by taking in from tachtoinim. So a person's yachas to tachtoinim is that the person takes from what's there and he's mekayim himself with that. The avoida where Adam comes into the picture is called the avodas biur. Since just like a person's eating, the whole process of eating is to separate the food that you take it into components. This is indigestible and it becomes waste product. This is toxic and you need an enzyme to break it down. This is toxic and you need the kidneys to get rid of it. This is something that's too big of a molecule and you need enzymes to break down to smaller molecules. This needs to be diluted to be carried into the bloodstream. The avoida of Adam is to be mitzarev tachtoinim so as to make it fit for his koinim. That's his avoida klapi, the tachtoinim. He needs it, he's zokuk to it, and that's the only reason why he can work in it. The only reason why you can have a cash with it is because you do need it and it has to become part of you. And the Mahusar Avoida is to be mevara what's toiv and what's not toiv. We spoke about it last week when we spoke about the Imohis, there will be Ika Deicha Dera. Yira works at being Deicha Dera because that's part of the Avoida. So the Avoida Klapet Achtoinim, the Iker is the bearer of what's toiv. You keep yourself. From such a large mass of chaimer, what nekudas are good? That is the chelek of leisa. And the Mele de Gemara says, if a leisa says boli yodoi, and if there was a tzahara to it or an isayin, then it he gets schar as if he did it. It's not the pshat. Let's take an example. A person has a taiva. If the taiva wasn't a soyer, if there was no need for a taiva, so then there's no pu'ula done. Just not doing an aveira doesn't get the schar. Forget about why should he get schar, it wasn't hard for him, so on and so forth. But be'etzim, there was no pu'ula. The Mishnah says, kol oisim mitzvah achas. You have to do something. That's not called doing something. Well, let's say a person's is very hungry, and he sees something that's not kosher, and he has a taiva for it. So the pu'ula that he does now is mevarer from tachtoinim, what's good. He looks at it, and he says to himself, I'm hungry, but this is something that I can't possibly use, and I have to be doichet. The way the stomach, even if a person is starving, but the person eats hay or straw, the stomach will expel it all, because it can't be mitzvah after the claim of the person. So there's a pu'ula of biur that a person does, with tachtoinim, and that becomes a maisa. Mitzvah essays, on the other hand, are connected something which gives a person a positive propelling forwards. It says muscle anoichi is connected is the shares of mitzvah essay. Lo yilachalim achirim is connected mitzvah lois essay. The loyilah him achirim is—it's a pu'ula of being doicha alternatives. There is alehim achirim in the world. There are all sorts of alehims around, and the person says, "No, this is not. This is not. This is not." That becomes a cheluk of zasiyah. So in yodayim, you have two yodayim. you have Yad Yamin and Yad Smoil. It says, the Moshe, it says, Yamin should be Mekarv and Smoil should be Doiche. So the Pashto Pshat of the Chazal is, it means that a person should, generally speaking, be more of a Mekarv type of person than a Doiche type of person. And that's the Pshutish Torah. But it also has this Knesh that we're talking about, that the Pu'ula of Yamin is the Asiya. The pool of smoil is bir. The person is being mevarer things that are bad and pushing them aside. That's a pool of it. Smoil should be deicha means that the avoda of the smoil is the tchia. Just like the avoda of the shulchan is the. You find another interesting is halkus. It says Rabbi Abchaya brings that, and it was a minig in Europe for many years also, that chasidei tzarfas, I think he says, used to make the oren for a mace out of the table. The shulchan used to be the oren for the nifta. And again, it was in Europe, was done for big tzaddikim, who sat and learned most of the time on the shulchan, and with the ketusha b'taira, it was sometimes done, they took the shulchan that he learned on, and they made the oren out of it. Meidach kisa, for a person who is nifta, you light a ner neshama, and it's on the pasuk ner Hashem, Nishmas Adam, it's a pasuk. It's zelumaseh. In other words, shulchan is keneged the pool of the guf, and menorah is keneged the pool of nefesh, neshama, ruach, the halakim of yarnim of a person. So in the mishkan where you had those two inyanim, they were keilu. If we can kaviyochol imagine it, the Oren is the makam shchina, kaviyochol the kisei akavod, so to speak, that's the Oren, and the next stage is the klei avoda, and which is the shtei yadayim. Just like a person, his head sits kilu on his shoulders on a certain throne, a certain kisei, and then immediately afterwards, the next stage is two hands coming out. And there's a minute, there's a smile. From the base, from Kaviyochol Lamaila, the Oren, the Menorah was the min, and the Shulchan was the smile. Those are the two kalim, so to speak, the two Yodayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yamin and Smoil, the Yodi and the Yamini. Yodi is the Menorah. In other words, it's a Ha'ara from the Maila, which is the Asiya, it's Keneged, the Ovda of Tzuras Adam. And the Smoil is the Shulchan, which is the Kneged, the Chelek that a person has with Tachtoinim. So a person's Avoida in the world has two parts to it. There is the Biur, the person stands in the middle, the person is called Oilam HaMtsoi. A person who's in the middle is busy directing traffic both ways. He's moving things in two directions. The person has to be Meirid in Yonim from El Yonim to Lamato. And he has to be mala in yonim from tachtoinim lamala. La'avda la'shamra are those two pu'ulas. The la'avda, the la'shamra is mala tachtoinim. It's shema tachtoinim and mevara tachtoinim and brings it up to his level. And the yad yamin and the la'avda part brings all yonim down to tachtoinim. It's both of them. Those are two pulas that a person is in the middle, and the person is between Shemayim and Aretz. And that's the Pshat. The Beis Hamikdash was a makom where you had the two things come together. The inyan the Basa that was in Nisrach. There's plenty of inyanim in the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash that you see these two inyanim. I want to bring out a nekuda for us. It's usually easy for us to understand the first mahala. the mahalach of a person, when a person brings down from el yoinim lamata, when a person does an avoda of la'avda, it's easy for us to be happy with it. The person's very successful. He does the right thing, and he grows, and he steigs, and the person is very, very happy with it. He sees the progress, and he sees success, and it's good. That's the, in a certain sense, even though we're reaching above us, it's an easier to do. The other avoda, the avoda of the bir, is a much harder avoda to understand. Adam HaRishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, told him, Koyitz V'Dara Tatzmiach, said he cried and he said, you know, will Aniv and my behemoth will eat from one Avos? In as much as a person is misasik with Bir Tachtoinim, a person doesn't see the Kumbaseh out of it. A person doesn't see it as accomplishing anything. And that's why it's so much harder. It's like if a person is fighting just to keep what he has, that person feels I'm not getting anywhere. So, what's the use of it? It's not like that. It says the zeir on the shulchan is keneged malchus. The zeir on the keser on the zeir on the arid is keneged keser Torah, and this is keser malchus shulchan. It says melech b'mishpat yamid aretz. A melech is maimid aretz. In a certain sense, the highest avoda of a person, it's a higher avoda. He's dealing with higher inyanim when he's able to bring something chashuv down the lamal lamata. A person learns a lot, and a person does very positive things. That, so he's being misasik with things that are elyonim. But mitzad the kavon of the bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bria was klape tachtoinim. The makom where a person is accomplishing more than anything else is the melech b'mishpat yamid aretz. When a person takes in yonim of tachtoinim and he's zohir, it's not the pshat that he just staved off the wolf. He was mevar the toiv in the world. It's an avoda of the yad smol kaviyachol. It's a real pu'ula. And what the person has done is, when a person has rejected doing something bad, what he's done is b'zmevaras kavyachol. For instance, a person gets angry at something. A person blows up. It's just heaven. One day he decides to work on it. And he says, the koyach of getting angry has its makom and its place, and it has a certain way in which it's right, and any other way is not right. So what I'm going to do is, I'm not going to get angry here because this is not the makom to get angry. I'm not going to get angry here because it's counterproductive. I'm not going to blow up here because of this, because of that. What the person is doing is being misasik in avoid of shulchan. Kesem malchus klapit tachtoinim is that the person imposes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will on tachtoinim. And that avoda is in the leisasim. That avoda lies, that the shamra lies over there. Just like eating is a pu'ula where the vast majority of the eating is spent on being deicha, what's not good for the person. Most of the kli achila of the person, a person can't eat big pieces, so he has teeth to grind it up. He takes out the size of it because that's not good. He has enzymes that take out that change the chemicals, the proteins that are not good for him. He has kaved and cloyas. The vast majority of the chelek koyach ha'ikul is rejected, because that is where avodas Adam is. Wherever a person is faced with a nisoyan means he's doing something. When he's not a person, the area where a person has no nisoyan, the person is not doing anything. It's not kilu asa and baruch Hashem, baruch the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mafalos min ha'toyim, and we don't come into contact with bad things A, B, and C. But those places where a person does have any nisoyan, and it's very difficult for a person, that's where the person is doing something. The person's maisim is he's taking those inyanim, and he's being mevar them one by one, and he's saying, this is not a makom for taiva, so no taiva here. This is not a makom for taiva, so no taiva here. This is not a makom for taiva. This is the only makom for taiva. So the person was metaken and mevar that prayer hataiva in him, but he's in leaving that impression on the bria. In as much as if kesem malchus, a melech imposes a higher order onto nevroim. So the philosopher thinks of the very, very smart idea and gives the beautiful picture of what an ideal world is supposed to look like. The melech is the one that imposes it. The kesa of shulchan is that on the lechem, the person imposes such kedusha that it doesn't rot. In a way, that's the final ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the menorah. The menorah deals with a higher area, but the tachlis is the malchus, is the kesa malchus. So, in Tzira LeMeid, just to sum up what we said, the Mishkan is a mini bria like we spoke about last time, and you have the entire bria encapsulated. The relationship, the beginning of avodah, it starts with obviously kaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu or tzuras adam, that is ala kisei kidmus adam, that's tzuras adam, and avodah is with two hands. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu created two hands, one with which he created Shemayim, one created Eretz, because it says that the Beis HaMikdash is the makom where Shemayim and Eretz are menashek adodi. Adam is created between Tachtonim and Alyonim, and the bridge between Tachtonim and Alyonim has to have two hands. The two hands, kaviyachol, the Yemin and the Smoil, was Menorah and Shulchan. And a person is supposed to, and a person's avoda consists of two inyanim. A person's avoda is to be mamshich oyer lamata. A person is supposed to bring in oyer, which is lamailfim. And a person who doesn't do it, and he only deals with tachtonim, feels frustrated because it's not going any place. The person who only sees his job as doing what's right and doesn't have any ha'ara that he's steiging, or he's going someplace, or that he's growing, or that there's something beyond his mitzvahs, that person is limited, and that person is missing, and he's not. There's no sviya because he doesn't have that aura. But on the other hand, his ikar avoda, the smoil doicha, is probably what you need Adam for. You need Adam because that's where Adam becomes the sheirish. He's the melech, and as much as his b'chinas malchus, he's the one that's doing it. When a person stops, when a person's asiya, when a person's meisim, when a person struggles not to choose what's right, when he has an issoyin, that's where a person is imposing those higher inyanim atachtonim, and that's where the person has the b'china, like says in the pasuk, that the Oyer that the menorah is meir eva paneah on the shulchan. The ha'orah that a person brings down from menorah is then lights up on the shulchan.